just blew it in my ear.
I was kind of worried. I have a meeting coming up with DCF, and basically I just really want to make sure that stuff is like okay with the housing stuff, because Diane had said that she thought you mentioned to her that you were thinking about potentially maybe evicting me or something, and I kind of, I don't know.
I was thinking about what?
That you were, had been thinking about, like, evicting me? I guess that's...
Well, I told you that I needed to start collecting rent. Yeah, we talked about that, didn't we?
We did, yes. But she kind of indicated that that was, might still be your plan, and when I was up there the other day, I wasn't sure if you were saying that, like, when you said I could pay for partly with house cleaning, did you mean, like, are you on speaker or something? Hello?
Okay. So you were saying that...
Is now a good time...
I have a pretty good understanding of what you said.
Is now a good time to talk? Is it okay? Is now an okay time to talk?
Sure. I'm in my hotel room.
Okay. I wanted to make sure just that, you know, I mean, obviously, paying the rent, I mean, I understand from Diane, it sounds like you might have something worked out with her to take care of Corey's portion of the rent.
Not really sure.
Okay. You're still working on that, but at least for my portion of
well, of it. I'll tell you what she, and I don't want you to go back and fucking repeat this.
Okay. All right.
But she's not concerned about you. She's trying to give a deal for Corey to stay.
That doesn't surprise me. Diana, I know she doesn't really like me. She just fakes it.
Well, she said she's pretty sure you got a boyfriend wherever you're working. And she said, I want to make sure my son. So if you're going to get her, I want to make sure my son has a place to stay once in there. Well, I had pretty much told you that you know, from June, that you need to start making rent. That's what I had told you.
Right.
You and I had talked about that. And I don't think that's any secret.
No.
And I had just, you know, if you wanted to work some to help, because like this month, not collecting any rent.
Right.
So it would be kind of nice, because I kind of was hoping that you could have started this month, but you said, well, that
wouldn't be possible. Yep, that's fine.
You can't do it.
No, I said that's
so fine. That was our discussion. You were not.
Right. You thought I said I couldn't do it? Oh, right. Couldn't start paying rent. So that's what we talked about the other day, was me doing partially the house cleaning stuff?
Yeah.
And would that be also, like, in addition to...
Pay for care of me. I don't know how much I can have to do in June. But I also thought maybe if Corey wanted to kick it, because he's not working, right?
Right.
If he wanted to kick in something like working a few hours and putting the fence back up along the roadside up through there.
Yeah.
And I don't want him charging me like he did last time, because that was ridiculous, but reasonable hours for doing what, you know, putting that fence back up around the roadside there.
Right.
Well, the grass gets behind it, it turns it out, you know.
Yeah, I don't think he'd have any problem with that.
Yeah. That would, you know, kind of go towards things that they didn't there, is that?
Right.
Okay, we're willing to work some of that off, we're working off that spot.
And
going forward, I don't know, the situation has changed. Yeah. You know, I don't, maybe, I don't know how, my life is so fucked up that I don't know, you know, from one day to the next what's actually going to happen.
Right.
But, I do need, you know, house cleaning done.
Yep.
And that's actually what Corey's mom said, well, I could do
She's not, and she bitches about cleaning her own house, actually. No, I'm not going back and playing that whole game. I just, I was concerned because when I talked to her...
So this is what she does. I mean, she, you know, she was, well, I'll come over and I'll do, you know, are you showing me what you want done, this and that? And I'm like, oh, okay, I'm here, you know, and, well, she never comes. But she says she's going to, and then she's got a whole different scenario. I don't know. She's talking about half the time, so I just,
so I don't.
I've pretty well given it up. But she strictly wants a deal from Bori.
Right.
And
that doesn't surprise me at all.
And so I just said, well, Sarah's always been the one that I dealt with. She said, well, I want to make sure that my son has a place to stay and he doesn't have to go to prison if she decides she doesn't want him there or something, or like, you know, I'm not even getting into this shit because I don't want to talk about it.
Right.
I mean, you know, it's none of my, I don't want it. No. Okay?
So, I have a
question. Just know that I need to start, because what's going to happen as soon as we get out of the legislature here in another 2 weeks, a week and a half, whatever it is my income drops. My bills don't.
Right.
So, that's why I said, want you guys to be able to start making payments by June.
Right.
I mean, I'm even telling my daughter she's going to have to.
Right.
Because I can't float everybody anymore.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm falling behind the whole time.
I do appreciate, you know, what you've done thus far, and I definitely do want to still stay there.
I'm just trying to be straight with you, Sarah, that's all, you know.
I appreciate
just
that.
Just to tell you, I fucked up and told your mother-in-law that one thing, but we can cover that easy enough to go in and say, well, I was checking you out and find out just how much I can trust you.
Well, that's
you
her story.
You running right back? Huh?
That's her story anyway. She that's what she feels. She feels that you were just saying that to see what she would do. She said she feels like you want her and she just wanted to see, feel you out. Or you wanted to feel her out and see,
yeah,
it, you know, whatever.
I found out that I can't trust her quick, so that's, you know, so.
So whatever that is, that is, and
so that was a fuck up on my part, and I apologize for that, but you can tell me that easy enough.
So,
but
for this month, and for doing part of the stuff with the house cleaning like I talked about the other
night. You know, if you can do something, I would just appreciate it. It would just make me feel much better to think that we're getting something.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Some effort on your guys' part that
right.
Shows me that you don't just figure you should be able to stay for free.
Right, and I've never felt that way. I mean, I really have. I know you don't feel like I've made myself available enough scheduling-wise to you, but I really have tried when I was available to be available and to do whatever you wanted me to do, so.
Yeah. Well,
yeah. When you said that I could pay for it partly with the house cleaning,
yeah.
Do you still want to do our whole regular, like, sex stuff, too?
Okay.
I have a question about that. And that's kind of why I wanted to talk to you and... There's a couple things that have been bothering me, but I haven't said them because I didn't want them to come off in the wrong way, and I didn't want you to feel like I was trying to be disrespectful, because I remember during one of our times, you kind of thought I had an attitude about it, and kind of said that, like, you're kind of getting an attitude with me about it, and I didn't know how to communicate to you how I was feeling. Sometimes I have issues with that in the moment when I'm feeling kind of overwhelmed. But is there any way that I could have like a firm assurance from you that we wouldn't do like anal anymore and you wouldn't ever try to like fist me again? Because it really hurt, and I get scared sometimes when we're gonna meet up, and sometimes I wonder if that's one of the things that you're gonna want, and it scares me because really hurt, kind of like I said back then, and I just didn't know if maybe that was something you could get from somebody else, or if you would feel comfortable with me not doing that part.
Your anal is a what?
And remember when you put your fists up there? It was quite a long time ago, and I just was kind of crying the whole time, and I didn't know how to talk to you about it. And like I said, it's just been kind of a scary thought to me when we do get together. It's kind of always in the back of my mind, like, is that something that he's going to want again? So is there any possible way that I could have some assurance from you that you wouldn't ask me that of me again, ever? Would that be okay? I mean, I know you joked about it and said it was kind of like a punishment thing, but it's something I've been really scared to bring up because, like I said, I didn't want you to take it the wrong way and think that I was trying to be disrespectful.
Enjoyment anymore.
Right.
No.
Yeah, no, you had told me before that you were kind of enjoying your variety with other people, and that's why.
Well, it's just, you know,
being around me. And
it kind of surprised me the other night when we went down in the field, and I came to work, actually, for me.
Surprised me, too?
Yeah. And holy shit. But it was probably timing more than anything.
And without your little blue pill.
I know. That's amazing.
Miracles happen.
I might have, you know, my other sound being normal a little bit. Well.
Okay, so I know you said you'd think about it, but just so that I feel...
Well, all I'm telling you is I want to basically get away from that type of relationship with you.
Okay.
All right?
Yeah. Did it make you feel bad when, with the whole, like, fisting thing and stuff? With the whole fisting thing, did it make you feel bad that I wasn't enjoying it, like that I was hurting?
Well, I thought you were. That was the worst part. Because you weren't, you know, then all of a sudden you pulled away and went off. Maybe she wasn't, you know, I was misreading how you were reacting.
Well, maybe you were too excited and maybe you didn't hear me, because I mean, at first I said, ow, 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 it hurts, I don't want to do this, and you just said, shh, and when you put it up, then you said, good girl, and by that point, I was already crying, and I felt stupid. I didn't want to say, like, no, completely stop, because
was the fisting or with the anal?
The anal was really hard too, but the fisting was worse.
Okay.
But
we don't have to do that again.
Okay, but so I'm just curious, why do you feel like you want to get away from that type of relationship with me?
Because I don't think you feel good about it. And, you know, before it was kind of, when we first met, it was kind of mutual, and you were getting me off, and I was getting you off some too. Right?
Right. And I mean, I also, we had the conversation when we did do the anal, and I wasn't completely sure if you were joking or not when you said it was punishment for running Richard over with the skid steer.
Oh.
And I didn't know if you were...
I think it was more of a joke, because I'll tell you, here's the deal. Yeah. You're like many women that you had children.
So it's not as tight, and anal's tight.
You're not tight at all. And anal, you are tight. And some women like it more than others, but, you know, some women like it.
Right.
And actually come that way. But it's kind of like, I don't know how to describe it, but, blowjob's fine, but it's not, you don't feel any closeness with the person. In other words, you actually keep yourself, detached from it. It's like, yeah, I'm just doing the job, and you go out of that way. And
you wanted something more sort of like relationship-y feeling?
Well, not so much of a relationship, but just...
More feeling? More like closer?
Yeah, more like you gave a shit that you weren't just doing it because you had to.
Right, I mean...
And I understand why you felt that way, but it was not much of a turn on. And I just, you know, you almost feel guilty. And, you know, I mean, I did. So it was like I'm forcing
you. You felt like you were using me or something?
Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry that I made you feel that way.
Well, but didn't you feel like I was doing that, making you do something you didn't want to do?
Yeah, I guess
okay.
I did.
But it wasn't right.
No, it wasn't your imagination, and
okay.
I didn't mean to convey that fully, because I was trying to give you what you wanted.
The only way I could actually this is, I really can't believe I'm talking to you this way. The only way I could get off was I'd have to, like, be thinking of somebody else or something else.
Because if I
concentrated on what you were doing, you were not enjoying it. And
that's a big thing for guys, I understand.
So
I
it was like...
I guess I didn't really think of it from your perspective, but...
Yeah. So it was like... That's why I didn't call on you for quite a long time.
How could you tell I was feeling that way, just out of curiosity?
Your whole body language and your demeanor.
Oh.
You know? When we first started, you were all bubbly and kind of excited, and, you know, couldn't wait to go out and do it.
I think, honestly, I didn't really know how it was going to feel. Like, I think I started to end up feeling like some kind of like a prostitute, and I didn't, it made me, yeah. I felt, you know.
Well, and that's what it turned into.
Right.
True. Yeah.
Is that why you think you found guilty?
Well, guilty or just, it just wasn't thought.
Right.
You know,
I imagine it's
you know, that I take a long time to come sometimes. So, the whole fact that, you know, it just didn't feel good. You know, mm-hmm. It wasn't just the excitement or whatever. You
right.
Need some excitement here, and it was not.
Right.
And, you know, even a few times there and there, when I stayed in bed with you for a while, it was like I knew you couldn't wait to get away from me. And that's not a good feeling. And so it was like...
I'm sorry. I think I just
ended
up scared of losing my house, you know what I mean? And I, in a sense, pressured because I felt like I wanted to try to make you happy because I was still kind of...
Well, I'm not criticizing you. I understand.
I do understand.
From my perspective, that's
right. What it, you know, I appreciate you being honest with me. I really do.
So,
I guess yeah. I just felt like sometimes it was, you know, I'm sorry that it came off like that. I don't even know how to say what I am feeling.
Well, it's fine. I mean, I understood that. And I know I was basically forcing you to do something you didn't want to do. You know, I mean, even with just giving me a blowjob, I knew, you really didn't want to do that.
I don't know if you...
You said, well, I will.
But I don't know if this is something that you're aware of, but kind of like for a man in your position, it's hard to say no to you. You end up feeling almost, not pressured by your title necessarily, but just... maybe that is. I mean, the title kind of brings along with it a lot of like hefty stuff. You know what I mean? It's kind of scary. I'm not saying it right. I feel like there's a lot of power in your position. And
really?
Yeah.
Do I never feel it? Really? I don't.
I kind of felt like I couldn't say no. You know what I mean? I felt like I've been afraid of so many things all along, and that's not your fault. That's, you know, I mean, I've been afraid of you thinking less of me because I was with Corey, kicking me out of the house potentially, because I wasn't working, you know, at the jobs that you might necessarily have wanted me to be or in the right way. I mean, is it...
It just came down to us, you know, maybe we should just have a more of a normal relationship and just say, like, I need you to, you know... That's why I said, well, you know, we got to get over there. Got to get on to more that you're just paying rent, you're there.
Okay.
And,
I understand.
If you know what I mean?
Yeah, do you... I don't know, this probably sounds kind of silly and petty and not that it quite totally matters, but do you feel bad that you hurt me?
Yeah, I didn't mean to.
Thanks. That means a lot to hear that. I appreciate it.
Yeah, I mean, I guess I missed it, yeah. I truly didn't hear you say stop or whatever, or please don't or whatever. I was working,
Excitement.
Anyway, something that I was intentionally trying to inflict pain on.
Thanks. And I didn't think that it was. I really didn't. Normal relationship. So does this mean that so we'll have to do like the other thing we had talked about either? Like the whole going to farms or any of that?
Going to what?
Remember how you were going to bring me to a farm and potentially like Mexicans or whatever, kind of see how many I could do a night or something? Remember that?
Well, the only thing, yeah, like you did with that one guy that time.
Right.
Yeah. That's totally up to you. I mean, we were trying to figure out a way to get you money.
And you, because you were going to take half of you.
Yeah, well, yeah. So.
But I didn't, you know.
They're trying to figure out a way that you could do it because you weren't having any luck getting a freaking job that was paying anything. And, using your pussy for something other than producing babies seemed like a viable option. I'll see how that can be a viable option now with, if you're with Corey. I mean, there's no way you wanted to know you did that.
No, definitely not.
And, you were the one that came and approached me after. Words that said, if we could do that, I'd be willing to do that.
Right, I remember the day that they came for my power.
And I said, I never actually pursued it.
Right. Because I got pregnant. I got pregnant, and that kind of put a kibosh on
that. Well, I kind of fucked things up a little bit, too, yeah. Although some guys like me like fucking pregnant women.
So, basically, we're going to, like, a normal relationship, and... I mean, part of that you have, like, other people to kind of replace sort of what I was doing type of thing.
Is that all right?
Yeah. Yeah, no, I understand. I'm not offended.
Yeah.
I appreciate your honesty, and I'm just trying to be honest, too, and I just...
Yeah. I mean, I like playing with your kids. I can tell you that. Especially when they're healthy. And less awful, isn't it?
I don't know about awful, but I told you I'm weird about that anyway, because they're my babies, and I'm like, even with you wanting to watch me pumped and stuff, I'm just so weird about all that. And I know I'm weird, but
I'm not saying that I'm completely straight either. I like a little bit of the kinky stuff, so.
No, I mean, I really appreciate.
I mean, once in a while, I may still ask you to service me if you.
Is that like out of desperation? Because you got to think of other people when you're with me anyway. So, like, you mean if you get real desperate to try to get off, then you might want me.
I wouldn't want to call it desperation, but in the moment. Sometimes you're in the moment when you're just horny and there's nobody around.
You gotta call it desperate. But.
It's just a viable option.
Right.
It's just a viable option. It's not desperation. I like the thing.
Okay.
I mean,
A viable option that you have to fantasize your way through and that you're probably not gonna get off on anyway.
Well, it did the other night, and that kind of surprised me. So, that was the first time in a long time.
Yeah.
And, anyway.
Okay, well, I really appreciate, your honesty and everything, and you being willing to talk to me about it and stuff.
I was trying to be honest with you, but I didn't want to hurt your feelings or anything.
It doesn't, I understand. And I didn't want to hurt your feelings or upset you either or make you think I was being disrespectful. There just it had been stuff that was lurking in the back of my mind that I just felt like I needed to get off my chest, I guess.
Sure.
So, thanks.
Sure.
But, okay, I'm gonna let you go because I'm sort of sitting out here outside of work and I didn't want to drive and talk at the same time, so I'm not real good with that.
Well, I gotta head to bed.
There are about.